Police in Wausau and other Marathon County communities know where to turn if a suspicious device turns up, because the Sheriff's Department already has a fully staffed bomb squad. Captain David Mason is its leader.
We have 7 people that are certified by the Hazardous Devices School in Huntsville, Alabama, that are trained according to federal standards.
But those 7 deputies are probably going to see some long hours, because the Army's decision at Fort McCoy leaves Marathon County with the only bomb squad in the state north of Madison and west of Green Bay. Mason says the department is already getting calls.
We've already had 4 counties contact us and inquired whether we would respond if they called, that normally relied on Fort McCoy.
Marathon County is one of 5 bomb squads left in Wisconsin, along with Milwaukee, Dane County, Kenosha County, and Brown-Outagamie. Each of the squads will probably have to cover more territory because of the Army's decision. Mason says the units are essential in a post-9/11 world.
Our job is protect lives and property, and we take it very serious. We train very hard, and currently in the last several years we've been averaging about 35 to 40 calls a year.
And now the number of those calls is expected to increase substantially. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.